Welcome to the Unstoppable Profit Podcast. This podcast will give independent insurance agents all of the tools to grow your business and live life on your terms. Wherever you are today, if you're starting with nothing or well on your way to the success you desire, with the right people, processes, and promotions in place, you will be unstoppable. And now I'd like to introduce your host, Mike Stromso.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the Unstoppable Profit Podcast. And we're going to kick this first podcast of the new year off in a big, big way. I've got my podcast partner, Mr. Joel McKinley, with me. Hey, Joel, how you doing?
Hey, Mike. I'm doing great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. You ready to thrive in 25?
There's no other options, Mike.
No other options. But bigger than that, you ready to bring some good meat for these listeners out there, listeners or people watching out there?
Well, I hope they're carnivores because we're bringing all the meat, Mike.
They better get their sharp knife and their fork plus out, right?
But what are you going to do it one bite at a time?
It's the fastest way to eat an elephant?
I think it's the only way.
One bite at a time. So, hey, everybody, we're going to talk about everybody's favorite subject, accountability, because Stephen Covey said accountability breeds responsibility. But before we got started today, Joel, you were talking about a story concerning accountability. You want to go ahead and tell everybody about that?
Well, it actually is a story for you. Last year, I believe it was, you put it up on social media that you wanted to do this. I believe it was like about a 50-mile ride, a bike ride that you wanted to do again to Mount Soledad.
Oh, and Mount Soledad's 72 miles.
You weren't counting every mile. And you said at the bottom of the post, you said, I'd love to do this ride again. And you happen to have written, someone hold me accountable. And the word accountable just jumps off of the page at me now. So I saw that word and I was like, fantastic. So in our next session, I said, Mike, you posted this. Let's open up your calendar right now that I know you have in front of you. Put a date on the calendar right now. When are you doing this ride by? And did you do the ride?
I did the ride. Thanks to you, I appreciate the accountability. I did do the ride, and me and a buddy were going to do the ride together, which is always the best way to do a longer ride, especially when there's a lot of hills involved. And the geographic area that I live in San Diego County, California, has a lot of hills. So I got a text from him on Friday night that he couldn't make it, whatever reason. I said, great. I'll go do the ride by myself. So I dialed up my trusted lead source, which was Google Maps. And so I went along the Google Map ride to Mount Soledad. But the thing about Mount Soledad in San Diego, there are two ways up Mount Soledad. And so Google Maps, of course, took me the what way, Joel?
Painful way.
Well, the shortest way, which the shortest way was up an ascent, which in many areas of the ascent was 20% gradient. Ugh. Brutal, brutal. So anyway, my lesson there, I should have called the guy and said, hey, Dave, I know you can't make it, but remind me of the best way up Soledad. And he would have told me the other way, which is the more gentle incline with some ups and then some flats and ups and flats. So lessons in accountability, right?
That's right.
Well, you do what you do because, again, what is your title as part of the UPP team for agents?
The accountability for you director. Just helping members set what they want to do and then just keep reminding them and gently getting them the tools and reminders to get them to the finish line that they want to be at.
100%. And so for those who are willing to enter into that arena of not only growing their business, creating wealth, and having more freedom, so they can have more freedom, more time freedom, and every other kind of freedom to live life on their terms, part of that is accountability. And I learned that. I am now in my 13th year with an accountability partner. And everybody, that might sound like a lot of years, and it is a lot of years, but what I want to share with you as an encouragement today is that journey has been a special journey. It's been a game-changing journey. And my accountability journey, having an accountability partner for 13 years, It's in the back of my mind every week because we meet weekly every Friday morning at 6 a.m. Pacific. That's just the way we do it. And it can be done in various ways. But, you know, I know the session is coming. And so, like, all week I'm mentally preparing and thinking about, all right, I'm going to have to show, I get to show up. I don't have to do anything. I get to show up on Friday morning and share my wins, my losses, my fixes, and my lessons for the week, along with the things I'm grateful for, the books I'm reading, you know, what my goals are in short context, et cetera. But it's been a special journey because of the fact that it pushes me and fuels me to get things done that otherwise I probably wouldn't get done. It keeps me on track. It keeps me on track to my highest priority. I used to say priorities until Joel McKinley and my accountability partner simultaneously ganged up on me and said, Mike, it's priority, not priorities. So thank you guys for that. So with that being said, you know, roughly 5-6 years ago in our UPP program, many of our UPP agent members, independent insurance agents, said, hey, we hear you talk about your accountability partner. Can't you build some kind of accountability into our UPP membership? I said, let me think about it. And isn't it funny when you speak things into existence, how things start to happen? So after I had those conversations, I ran into Joel McKinley and we started talking.
That's right.
And one thing led to another. And here he is today, 5.5+ years later, doing great things for our member agents. I hear nothing but great accolades about the work that he's doing and helping them see things differently. And he was sharing with me, and he probably wouldn't say this because of his humility, but what did the member this morning tell you about you?
They just said something to the effect of, you know, it's so valuable. You just help me, you know, work through exactly what it is I'm trying to get done and take it to the next level, take and make it clear. Something to that effect.
All right, I'll go ahead and say it. She said to Joel, she said, you're a great coach because what?
Just speaking to her in a way that she can receive it and help her to kind of, you know, navigate through what it is she's trying to get done.
Yeah, exactly. So helps me figure out that I can do this. You help me to receive it well, so I'm confident in my ability to move it forward and get shiitake done. So great job in working with our member agents and keeping them moving along. Every member of our program has the opportunity to connect with Joel 12 times a year, once a month, just to keep them moving forward in their accountability journey. So with that being said, I've got a couple questions that I want to run by Joel from an accountability standpoint for everybody here today to help you think through what does accountability look like in my life? And more importantly, is it present personally and professionally, or is it not? And if it's not, we hope that this helps fuel you
right
in your journey, right, Joel?
Right, absolutely.
And before I get to the questions that I want to run by you today, go ahead and share with everybody out there when you were, you know, honing your craft, so to speak, as the director of AFY accountability for you and UPP, you were passionately on a mission to help our members and you created a personal VO, did you not?
I did. Yeah. It was, you know, candidly and transparently, a lot of it was for me. Because if you don't assess where you are currently and what you want to get done and then start implementing the plan in order to make that happen, I mean, what are you doing? You're just navigating the day-to-day and reacting to everything instead of intentionally working on getting something done.
Reacting to everything versus intentionally getting something done.
Right.
Vitally, vitally important. And I know a number of our members have taken that personal VO for their personal lives to set the vision and organize the vision for their personal lives, and great reports that come back from them for those who use it. So great job. Appreciate that. So Joel, tell everybody, in case nobody has heard your background before, what was your background prior to joining UPP?
I was in the Army for 20 years.
Okay.
Drill sergeant, ranger instructor, infantryman, deployed a few times. But it was building soldiers and training them to ascend. I mean, I always say that you're teaching the next person to take your job, because you can't elevate unless there's somebody to replace you.
Teaching the next person to take your job because you can't elevate unless there's somebody to replace you. Key thought. So a 20-year Army veteran, an Army Ranger, thank you, thank you. In addition to that, a drill sergeant, helping people. And I remember when you first started in UPB, we would we still coach weekly to this day, but back then we would be getting on weekly and I'd say, how's it going? And I get some feedback from members. And I said, one time when we were on a session, I said, share with me exactly what you did as a drill sergeant in the Army. Do you remember what you told me?
Or you break them down to build them back up.
In what way?
In the Army way.
In the Army way. More to point, the words that I remember, we stripped them down from everything they thought they knew. And we build them back up only one way, the Army way.
It was a little bit more aggressive. I'm working on not being so as aggressive.
That's okay. That's what it's the reality, right? So he knows a thing or two about accountability, and that's why he's so perfect for the position as the director of AFY. So, Joel, first question for you. You ready?
Sure.
To help all the independent insurance agents and other business people, and maybe people out there personally as well, paint a picture for me, because everybody out there, remember, the mind works in images. So you always want to be painting a picture. So paint a picture for us, Joel. What is the purpose of accountability for the person, like the member you mentioned earlier? What is the purpose of accountability for the person receiving it?
Mike, have you ever been driving down one of the roads? It's normally like a backcountry road or out in the middle of nowhere where it's very easy to just kind of drone out, so to speak. And if you ever, when you're driving, if you just start to touch the edge of the shoulder of the road and there's those vibrating bumps that start shaking your car.
Yeah.
That's what accountability is. It's just, as you're driving down the path of exactly where you want to go, as you start drifting off that road, as we all do, everybody drifts left or right. But as you start drifting, it's the road. We just start vibrating. And here you are. And it quickly alerts you, gets your, all of your senses awakened, and you refocus completely and you're dialed back in on the road that you want to be on. And if you, I don't know if they have those roads in all 50 states, but it's like raising the bumpers on a bowling alley. If your ball starts to drift off the bowling alley, it just bumps it. And I mean, my daughter beats me at bowling because those bumpers come up.
That's not what she says.
She leverages that accountability on the sides of the bowling alley.
That's right. So yes, those bumps on the road, those dots on the road that keep you, get you back on track, are present out in our neck of the woods as well. So, but if we think about today's business environment and personal environment, there's a lot of things that get people off track, right?
Mike, I was looking through, and when I study our website and things like that, where our members engage with each other, and I start looking at all of the different technology that they're asking each other about, and all the different strategies, and RPAs are outdated, and bots, and there's all these different companies trying to get you to change. And when I started looking through that, and it's, all right, here's a strategy. There's all of these different things. I mean, that has to be like texting on two different phones while trying to email and try to drive your vehicle all at the same time. And it's so easy to look at all of the new shiny new strategies for you to implement to get you where you want to go. But ultimately, you created that vision at the beginning of the year. What does 12/31/2025 look like? You already created that. So with every time you allow yourself to start looking off to the sides of the road and everything else, you start taking your eyes off of where you want to be at the end of the year. If you glance over for your situational awareness off to the side of the road, see something, does that get me to where I want to be at the end of the year? Yes or no? No. Good. put your eyes back in front of you and keep driving, keep going forward. You acknowledged it. You saw it. You don't see every business when you're driving down the road. Hopefully, I mean, if they see your agency, if you've marketed yourself properly, they see you. But you don't have to identify every single thing that's on the sides of the road. Give it a glance, look back forward. And it's very easy to get distracted in the day-to-day.
Back to intentionality, right?
Right.
You intentionally set the goal or set the destination of where you want to get to. You said that in a pre-thought-out way, so to speak. But right. You have these distractions and these things that pull you off course. That's where accountability comes in. It just helps you get right back on course.
Well, and it's I use this analogy a lot for people is, you know, when you want to go somewhere, you pull up an app on your phone and you type in the destination. Mm-hmm. It shows you the overview of where you're going to go. And if you're listening to it over the speakers, it tells you what step is coming up next and how far. And then it slowly tells you, all right, get ready to turn. Here's the lane you're going to use. All right, now stay on this road for 30 miles. And then it starts giving you updates. It doesn't tell you, all right, constantly repeat that entire list to you over and over again. That would be overwhelming. You punched in your destination where you want to go, and then it gives you the step that you're on currently. But in addition, you can also see how much time you have left to get there, how many miles you have left, but how far you've come as well. Break it down step by step. It's the best way to get
there. Step by step. 100%. And so that's the great thing about what you're doing. I mean, all of our members, they have goals. They have a vision that's been set. They just need to be kept on track. And if they get diverted by one thing or another, you just help them get right back on track. And sometimes some of those diversions are real and they're significant. So sometimes we have to take a big detour to get back on track, but that's part of what we help them do. And it's so awesome and rewarding to be able to help people. And then when they stay on track and get to a certain level, it's absolutely awesome. So great stuff. Thank you so much. So why is long-term and intentionally scheduled accountability critical to achieving desired results? And that's a big mouthful. So let me repeat that. Why is long-term and scheduled accountability critical to achieving desired results? Joel?
Mike, how often do you do your accountability sessions?
Every week.
And you said you've been doing it for 13 years.
Correct. Did not miss once last year.
So, and you said you're getting great results from that.
Yes, sir.
So the reason for that is if you have intermittent check-ins, you will achieve intermittent success.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So intermittent check-ins, intermittent success. So the reason that you have long-term scheduled out accountability is so that you constantly recalibrate and keep that check-in to keep achieving. You know, unfortunately, there have been, you know, members in the past, not currently, all of our members schedule everything. Praise and recognition to them. But would check in, you know, once every 3 months, 4 months. Well, by then there's been so much that's happened. They may have gotten so far off course, they need to now spend even more time trying to recalibrate to where we could have had them if they had just been there so we could stay, keep that touch point. We've been conditioned our entire lives to respond to accountability. So when you start thinking back to progress reports in school, you get those coming up in the middle. Hey, here's where you are right now. If you keep on the path that you're on, you're going to fail this semester. Or if you keep on the path that you're on, you're going to have straight A's. Either one. We respond to those through, you know, I remember doing chores when you're a kid. You don't do your chores, you don't get your weekly allowance or your gold star or whatever incentive you want. And you can see, all right, well, you only did your chore this many days. You received this amount. Or we check in with our dentists, with our doctors. If we didn't see the doctor once every 3 years, there might be something that could have been fixed. Your car maintenance, if you don't take it in for routine and scheduled maintenance, you're not doing the upkeep to make sure that it lasts a long time. So we've been conditioned to receive accountability, and we love accountability and discipline for other people. We love, love, love to give accountability to other people for what they did or what they didn't do. What we need to do is get comfortable receiving it for ourselves, because what happens when we give accountability or discipline to other people?
Well, they may react or they may respond.
Well, they're going to do something.
Right.
Something is going to happen when you have to have that conversation of accountability with somebody. Let them know, hey, this is what you did. All right, I won't do that again, or I will do that again. I'm so happy that I did this thing that made you happy. It's not about the relationship that you have with that person, but it's receiving it and hearing it from an external source. The external source is not going to tell you a lie, but we can trick ourselves in our own mind to say, well, this is the reason that I didn't get that done.
Well, and part of it is, it's critically important that when you're engaging in accountability and you've got that kind of relationship in pursuit of an outcome or reaching a goal, that there is that element of trust, correct?
Right. And
because if you're sharing accountability with somebody and they don't trust you, or they don't believe in you, or like, who are you to be able to tell me that? I mean, you have to have earned that right, correct?
Right. And it's built over time, but it's knowing that person. In my time as a drill sergeant, I saw a lot of drill sergeants get in trouble for trainee abuse. And then sometimes it just, the kid feels like you're being too mean to him. Mike, I can tell you, I was a very mean drill sergeant. Very mean drill sergeant. Why? And here's the reason why: I never had an allegation of training abuse or anything else. Those kids knew that I cared about them. Mm. And ultimately, if you have to leverage accountability, and it's not a positive accountability leveraging, we always pray that they're always great. Hey, you are on track. You're killing it. You're doing a great job. We hope for those every time, but realistically, things happen. And when you have to leverage that negative accountability back and say, hey, you said you were going to do this, you put it on your calendar and you didn't do it. If it's coming from a place and you're telling them that because you care about them, you care about their achievement, you care about their success. So agency owners, for your team members, if you set goals for them or they set goals for themselves and you want them to get the results, number one, that's going to help the agency, but it's also going to help them. If they know you're doing that, not from a selfish point of you just want them to generate more revenue, but you're doing it because you want them to achieve the success that they wanted the day you hired them. When they're like, yes, I got the job. They didn't say, yes, I got the job, I want to be mediocre. They said, yes, I got the job, I'm going to be the best CSR, the best salesperson. When you're helping get them to where they wanted to be that day, it's okay if you have to give them that negative reinforcement, because they know you're doing it from a place of love and care.
You know, I'm thinking about one of our members who I traded emails with recently, because he asked a specific question and it was either really early in the morning or late at night, and he was in a 3-hour different time zone. And so he had also mentioned to me that he prefers communication via email unless it's significant, we need to jump on the phone. So I decided to levy the accountability, and I know you saw the email because I included you. And I found it helpful to let them know that what I'm going to say is because I care about them, right?
Right.
And so I said, hey, and I say this with all the love in my heart. Those are my words. Those are the words that I use. And just to be crystal clear, I don't recommend email or text to convey heavy messages. I recommend phone or Zoom or face-to-face. But like I said, this was something that needed to be conveyed at that moment. And it was late at night, late at night, or early in the morning. And it wasn't appropriate to call at that time. So I said, and what I'm going to say, I say this with all the love of my heart, boom. So that's my way of letting people know. And I tell people, I ask people, do you want the locker room version or do you want me to sugarcoat it? And, you know, to their credit, I think the majority of our members say we want the locker room version all the time. Because we ask them that question, right? We stay on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the hardest. How hard do you want us to push you, pull you, challenge you, whatever your word is? And they give us a number, right?
Right.
And we have some to say 11 or 12. It's like, great. You're going to get locker room version with a capital L or all caps.
Well, I'm thinking about one specific member. If he doesn't get something done that he said he was going to get done, he gets pushed at an 11 and he's had some choice words for me back. And then he says, thank you.
I know who you're talking about now that you describe it further. So anyway,
thank you, sir. May I have another? You know, and he knows it.
Give me some more.
And he knows it. I'm going to tell him the cold hard truth. Number one, because he asked for it, and he asked for it to give it in that way. And you know, not everybody wants to receive it like that. I would kind of say most people don't want to receive it in that way. The reason why is, you know, they know it's because you care. And you want them to get to what you know they're capable of.
Right. And the great late Maya Angelou said, no one cares how much you know until they know that you care. And it's interesting, back to that member who likes to receive accountability in that way. If I'm not mistaken, and we're talking about the same person, he says, that's part of the reason that I love connecting with Joel, because he pisses me off. And the more he pisses me off, the more I get done. Is that the same person?
It's exactly the same person. Yep.
So I'm looking at results from that person on a marketing piece that went out a couple of months ago, 151% revenue increase in less than 2 years. 151% revenue increase in less than 2 years. So to point, does an accountability work? I will say yes.
He's leveraged quite a few nice words at me in those 2 years.
But, you know, everybody's different as well. I am totally aware of that. So, Joel, let me throw another question at you real quick.
Okay, bring it up.
So what is the role of the person providing the accountability based on your experience? What is the role of the person who's providing or enforcing the accountability?
So for me, as the... you know, as the person that provides accountability to other people, the number one thing that my role is to keep what they said they wanted in focus.
Mm.
So anytime there's distractions and all of the noise going on in their lives and the 500 emails that hit their account or their email every day and all the fires, when we sit down for our session, it's to bring back into focus the thing they said they wanted. Where did they say they want to be? And simply to say, are you where you wanted to be? All right. If you're not, how can we help you get there? Here's the resources. Here's what we're going to do. And if you are, then my role is my favorite role. I get to be their cheerleader, their number one cheerleader. Hoorah. And I don't know how to do all this stuff, but I champion them and show them how they've done. I've seen it with you and I see it with many of them. The measuring backwards, it's just not in your genetics. You have to, you know, intentionally go back and see how far you've come.
100%. And we were just talking about that within the last couple of days as well, because one of our vendor partners has a product now that many of our members are using, which is leadership driven, where, you know, our owner leaders go through this process of evaluating their own leadership. Not only based on their view, but then their team members take that assessment as well and answer it based on how they feel that leader is doing as a leader. And it is extremely enlightening, is it not?
It was very, very, very cool, very detailed. I mean, the action steps that are in there are just absolutely fantastic. Mike, you said to me a while back, you said, what makes people happy? And I sat there for quite a while trying to figure that out. And you let me sit in some uncomfortable silence, which I always appreciate. And then you told me the evidence of progress. And from what I've seen from agency entrepreneurs all through the program is they are very future driven and very current driven. What's happening now and what's happening in the future. So that's, you know, one thing we get to do is to remind them in those accountability sessions. They painted out their entire vision for the entire year. Well, I get to track all of it and watch what they've done. So as they're caught up in whatever's happening right now, which always seems like the most critical life-threatening thing every day, every new day is a new life-threatening, you know, challenge. But I just get to remind them at the end, but look how far you've come. This is what you were going through January 1st. Look how far you've come, to show them that evidence of progress. And oftentimes when you see how far you've already come, it's like, of course I can keep going. Look what all I've done. Look at all of the things I've already achieved. Look at everything I've crossed off of my list. And it's so easy for them to forget. I don't know how they don't, you know, walk around singing "We Are the Champions" every day with all the stuff they get done. But in the moment, it's very difficult to see that.
Well, case in point, the Implementer of the Year program that we've been doing now for 6-7 years, you know, everybody that goes through that particular process sings the praises in the fact that I didn't realize how much I actually got done until I went back and lined it all up.
Right.
So fantastic. Great stuff. So Joel McKinley, you're doing great stuff for our member agents and others out there through your accountability, levying accountability, enforcing the accountability, just supporting people and keeping them accountable to what they intentionally said that they wanted in the beginning. So thank you for that. As we wrap this up today, any last thoughts or words or encouragement concerning accountability for anybody out there?
Get accountability. If you want to achieve anything in the world, have someone outside to look in and to help you get there, to help you get done the thing that you said you wanted. And understand, if you find the right person, they may tell you the cold, hard truth. They do it because they love you, because they care about you, and because they want to see you achieve what you want.
You know, that comes to the point, and I don't have it in front of me, so I'm not going to go squirrel and get it. But, you know, we've got that piece about, you know, what a coach does, right?
Right.
A coach tells you the truth. And that, I've got the Doc Rivers quote memorized. You know, average people, they just want to be left alone. Average players, I should say. Average players, they just want to be left alone and do what they do, right? Good players want to be coached. Great players want the coach to tell them the truth every single day. And I will say and suggest that that's why people join our program and work with us, because they want to be told the truth every single day. Because if they're not there at great yet, they want to get there in the future. And so our goal is to help them get there. You help them get there. So thank you so much for all you do.
Well, everyone needs a coach, Mike. I mean, Michael Jordan had numerous coaches just based on, you know, where his wrist was, where his hands were, why his shots weren't landing. But it's the outside party that's able to look at it from the outside and look in and say, it's this. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's just somebody to tell you, hey, did you realize, you know, you want to be the greatest at this. Did you realize you're not doing this part?
100%. 100%. I mean, that's why we still invest in coaches in multiple ways.
Right.
So three I can think of. And one of our coaches has multiple arms of coaches that's, you know, also lending wisdom and experience. But I think it's the outside perspective, right? It's the law of familiarity.
Well, I mean, you know, when you were dating someone in high school, Mike, you could have had a friend tell you, Mike, that girl's crazy. You don't want to date her. But you were like, no, she's terrific. I'm so in love. I'm so this. Because you couldn't see it because you're involved in the situation. But then when you get out of that situation, you say, oh my gosh, that was terrible. That's the reason people go to therapy and all of these different things, is it's a person that could see it from the outside. And if you get with the right person, the right outside person, there's more to that relationship than just the person to tell you, oh, this is terrible, is they'll help you navigate it.
My dad and my grandma tried to tell me. I wish I had listened back in high school.
And lesson.
shortly after that. That's right. Never, you never lose. You either win or you learn. So great, great stuff. Joel McKinley, thank you. Thank you for sharing your wisdom about accountability. And there's so much more. By the way, if any of you would like to see the article that we've written on accountability, we'll be happy to share it with you. So here's what you need to do. Just send an email to VIP, very important person, VIP at upplife.com. VIP at upplife.com. And put in the subject line accountability. We'll kick the article back to you. It's an article that we wrote for an industry national industry magazine on accountability. So we'll be happy to share that with you. Hopefully, it'll give you some additional ideas and support and everything. And if you're interested in really taking your agency to the next level, I want to encourage you to join us. We are doing a monthly masterclass on accountability and everything else that it takes to grow your agency. And the title of our next masterclass coming up at the end of this month is How to Double Your Insurance Agency in 2025 Without Doubling Your Workload. So join us for the next upcoming masterclass, which is January the 28th, 2025 at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 o'clock Eastern. That's January 28th, 9 o'clock Pacific, 12 o'clock Eastern. How to double your insurance agency growth in 2025 without doubling your workload. I'm the proud host of that masterclass. We will share with you a ton of insights on exactly how to do that. What else it looks like? Join us. It's going to be a transformative session to take your agency to the next level. And it's specifically for independent insurance agency owners who want to grow their business, who are of the mindset and have that desire to get to that next level. We want to help you get there. Again, Joel McKinley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks again, Mike.
Hey, and everybody, by the way, on that masterclass, somewhere around this video is the link to join us at the masterclass. So please make sure you click on the link. And we can't wait to see you there. And if this podcast has been helpful to you in some way and you want to share it with somebody else, we strongly ask and encourage you to do so. Just go to unstoppableprofitpodcast.com. That's unstoppableprofitpodcast.com. And just share that with somebody else that you care about that you know might need to hear this message. And if you haven't done so yet, please make sure you also go to unstoppableprofitpodcast.com. Go up to the top and click subscribe so you don't miss one valuable episode of everything that we share on the podcast, because we do this for one reason. We care about you and we want to help you grow your business, create wealth, and have freedom. Have that time freedom, have that other type of freedom that you might be looking for so you can live life on your terms. Joel, thanks again.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, everybody. We will see you on the next episode. And until then, get out there and make sure that you've got accountability built into your life. We'll see you on the next episode.
Do you love the podcast but don't know where or how to get started? Visit www.upplife.com. That's upplife.com. To learn more about our coaching and mastermind programs and how you can join our community of growth-oriented agency owners today.